From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Protesters turned out in the Saudi Arabian village of Al-Awamiya today, chanting down with the Saud after the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric critical of Saudi Arabia's royal family, and 46 other people were executed as well. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimra was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted by Saudi courts in 2014 on sedition and other charges. The U.S. had warned his death would only add to regional tensions. The protests are now taking place in several other countries, including Iraq, India, and the United Kingdom. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. The inclusion of a top Shiite religious figure, Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, provoked a regional and international backlash. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour bin Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program, making the statement from Hawaii, where the president is vacationing with his family. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Thursday ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's missile program in defiance of the threat of new sanctions. U.S. officials say Iran has fired two ballistic missiles, one in October, one in November. This is VOA News. Israeli police today identified a suspect in Friday's shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people and wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashat Milham, an Israeli Arab from a village in northern Israel, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. According to the Associated Press, family members say Milham was traumatized after police killed his cousin in 2006. The suspect's father said he was sorry for his son's actions and wished the victims a speedy recovery. He also called on his son to turn himself in as Israeli police continue their manhunt. First results have been announced in the Central African Republic's December 30th presidential and legislative elections. Two candidates have enough support to advance to a second round of the presidential race, while the ballot counting continues. As Katharina Hoey reports.
With roughly two-thirds of the votes counted in Bangui, the capital, Faustin Touadéra, former prime minister in the government of ousted President François Bozizé, leads with 31,000 votes, just ahead of Anicet Dologele. As the results were announced, Touadéra's supporters, such as campaign staffer Rosalie Emmanuel, gathered outside the candidate's campaign headquarters. The first round is for Touadéra. It's a knockout. Results from the provinces and the diaspora are pending. Katerina Hayat for VOA News, Bangui.
China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force. At the same time, it's looking to strengthen its position on maritime territory disputes. Chinese state media announced late Friday that China will set up a new army unit to oversee its strategic missiles. It also plans an army general command to oversee its land forces and a support unit to assist combat troops. President Xi Jinping said the new units are being created to realize the Chinese dream of a strong military. During his New Year's address to the nation, President Obama said he looked back on the accomplishments of the past year, but he also mentioned some unfinished business, gun violence legislation.
A few months ago, I directed my team at the White House to look into any new actions I can take to help reduce gun violence. And on Monday, I'll meet with our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to discuss our options. Because I get too many letters from parents and teachers and kids to sit around and do nothing. I get letters from responsible gun owners who grieve with us every time these tragedies happen, who share my belief that the Second Amendment guarantees a right to bear arms, and who share my belief we can protect that right while keeping an irresponsible, dangerous few from inflicting harm on a massive scale.
President Obama's New Year's Day address. Meantime, in the southwestern state of Texas, a new law goes into effect this year, allowing people to openly carry handguns in holsters. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.